on 1116 SEN, the Nav Ausgig Show with Tony Shebeki. For select footy stars, official AFL collector cards for kids and a serious collector.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Nav AFL Auskick Show here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. 7 minutes past eight. Hope everyone's had a fantastic weekend so far. Still plenty of it to come with a big day of footy this afternoon and an opportunity to see whether my mighty Tigers can get up against Dashers Saints in what is a big game for both clubs. Of course, the final game for Nick Revolt, what a champion of the game he has been. And a chance for Richmond to get back into fourth place after Port Adelaide and Sydney have jumped them with their wins this weekend. There is so much on the line. Can West Coast beat Adelaide in the final game by 3 goals and knock Melbourne out of the finals? Oh, my goodness me. What a big, big day of footy. This is how round 23 should be. I don't think we've had too many round 23s like this for a few years or final rounds where there's actually so many things on the line and the Demons. Didn't they not do their cause any good at all yesterday by losing to Collingwood? So it's all up for grabs today in the final day of home and away matches for the AFL. And we want to talk to our kids about everything that's happening out there in the world of footy. And you can give us a call, 9429 1116, 9429 1116. In what is the final, the very, very last NAB AFL Auskick Show for 2017. We've had so much fun doing this show with our kids right throughout the year. And this week we get the chance to say goodbye to you until next season. So as a result of that, this is what's happening. Because it's our final show and, well, because we've still got a couple of boxes of footy cards out the back, we've got heaps of boxes of footy cards, 36 packs, a full box of footy cards to give away today. So jump on the line, give us a call, 9429 1116. We've already got a few calls there, but if you leave it too long, you might miss out because we only run until 8:30. So here we go. Give us a call, 9429 1116. I want to talk about your junior footy. I want to talk about your Auskick, or I want to talk about your footy team. Give us a yell and let's have a check. And we'll do it first up. And, of course, our footy cards, I should mention too, are proudly brought to us by the great team and the great people out there at Select Footy Cards, the official AFL collector card for kids and the serious collector. Good on you guys. Thank you again for being a part of our Auskick show for 2017. Oh, now the phones lighten up like a Christmas tree. But we had four callers on the line before I even asked for any. So let's go to them first up. And Heather is our first caller for a chat. Hello, Heather. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic. What have you been doing?
We're just on our way to my brother's grand final match.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Who's he playing today? Who's the grand final against?
Murrumbina.
Well, this is going to be a ripper of a game, isn't it? Because, of course, your brother plays for the Glen Waverley Hawks.
Yes.
What a great game this is going to be. Glen Waverley Hawks versus Murrumbina. I think this could be the back page of the Herald Sun tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
This could knock off Richmond and St Kilda.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a bigger game than West Coast and Adelaide.
Yeah.
Heather, I want you to be a reporter for me, like a journalist type person. And I want you to sort of give me a bit of a preview of how this game's going to go.
Hopefully Richmond will beat them by, like, a billion points.
Oh, are you talking about Richmond St Kilda?
Huh?
Are you talking about Richmond St Kilda? I want you to give me a report on the Hawks versus Murrumbina.
The Hawks will hopefully beat them by, like, 5,000 points.
Wow. Hey, let's do this properly, Heather. Let's do this properly, okay? We'll pretend that this is a live radio cross and you're our reporter at the ground, okay? So I'm gonna question you about the game. Here we go. It is 10 minutes past 8 here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. Let's go out to Heather, who's reporting on the massive grand final today between the Hawks and Murrumbina. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
What a great game this is going to be today.
Yes, it
it is going to be fantastic.
Now, the ground's going to be a little bit wet because we've had a fair bit of rain overnight. Which team do you think that that will suit?
I think that'll suit Waverley Park Hawks because they love the rain.
Who are some of the better players that we should watch out for today in the Waverley Park Talk team, Heather?
Angus.
Is he going to be one of the stars today?
Yes.
Fantastic. Heather, how many goals do you think Angus might kick today?
Four
goals. Wouldn't that be just fantastic? If Angus kicks four goals, I can guarantee you he'll win the Coleman medal.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Do the Waverley Hawks have any chances for this this year's Brownlow medal? Who do you think the best chance is there?
I think it would be Barrage.
Bryce might be the winner of the Brownlow medal. Fantastic. And obviously, Heather, well, our final question to you. If the Glen Waverley Hawks win today, there's going to be an amazing, massive Monday, I would have thought, tomorrow. Red cordial and licorice and jelly beans and salt and vinegar chips everywhere, I would have thought, would have been the order of the day.
Yeah.
Heather, thank you so much for your report today.
Thank you.
There you go. That was just fantastic. You've done well, Heather. You've done really, really well. And because you've been so good, Heather, guess what I'm going to give you?
A box.
A box. You've got it. A box of footy cards. Coming your way. Thank you so much, Heather, for your participation all throughout this year. You've been fantastic. It's been great to talk to you and Angus.
Thank you.
Good on you, Heather. See you later, Heather, out there at Dandenong North. Actually, her brother's on the line as well, so we should get him up too because Angus has been great as well. Are you there, Angus?
Yes.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
How's this game going to go for you today, mate? Your sister reckons you might kick four goals.
I reckon I can kick five.
Sorry?
I reckon I can kick five goals.
You reckon you can kick five?
Uh-huh.
Wowee. Have you ever played in a grand final before, Angus?
Well, in under-10s, we didn't do grand finals. We just did Lightning Carnival, so no.
Yeah, so are you a little bit nervous?
Yeah.
Like, do you have, like, a little bit of vomit that's coming up in your throat? Are you feeling, like, you know, sort of a little bit sick?
Not really.
Oh, I used to.
The team reversing is undefeated this season.
Oh, so Murrumbina are undefeated.
Yeah.
Well, Heather said that you're going to win by, like, 5,000 points. That'd be an amazing win to beat an undefeated team by 5,000 points.
Yeah.
But you know what can happen, Angus? Teams can go into grand finals undefeated for the year and just get that little bit cocky.
Yeah.
And we know that you don't want to get cocky, do you, Angus?
No. Yeah, our coach is giving us lots of enhancements. Like, he's, we're rubbing deep heat on us. He's filling the bottles with Gatorade.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Oh, I think if we win, we might go to Richmond versus St Kilda.
No, fantastic. Excellent. Well, it'll be great to see you out there. I'll talk to you. You'll hear me over the speakers. All right. Hey, Angus, we've got to keep moving because we've got lots of callers, but I'm going to give you a box of footy cards as well. But I want you to do something special for me, Angus.
Yeah.
If your team wins the grand final today,
yeah,
would you promise me you'll share your box of footy cards with all the kids in the team?
Sure.
Beautiful. And then you can share Heather's footy cards.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful stuff. Even if they lose, share it with them too. Yeah. Take it to presentation night and give everyone a pack. All right, buddy. All the best today. Good luck.
Thank you.
See you, mate. Angus out there at North Dandenong with his sister Heather. Let's head out to Sandhurst and say good morning to Jan. Hello, Jan.
Hi, Mrs. Shebeki.
How are you, mate? It's been a long time since we've spoken.
Yeah.
Where have you been in 2017?
I've been playing footy.
Yeah, how's it going?
We're playing preliminary final today, so we're going to go straight to the grand final.
So you win today, you go straight to the grand final.
Yep.
You lose today. It's right. Back at the club at 4 o'clock for red cordial and chips.
Yep.
Oh, goodness me. Tell us about who you're playing.
We're playing Bomb Beach.
Yep.
All finals are played at Langwell on the ground.
Okay. And is that a big ground?
It's a big ground, yeah. Very windy.
Does that suit you guys or does it suit Bomb Beach?
I would say it suits us both because it's wet. I think we both play well in the wet.
Good to hear. Now, Jan, if my memory serves me correct, you are a Carlton supporter?
Yep.
Yeah. What did you think of the 2017?
I actually think we were better than last year.
Oh, it was definitely better than last year. No doubt about that. A lot of promise.
Yeah.
My good friend George Danikian is a very big Carlton supporter as well, and he's excited about the future.
Yeah. There's a lot of promising young kids coming through, like Charlie Kerno, David Cunningham, which is good.
Big year ahead, Jan. Big year ahead. Oh, sorry, year ahead. Big couple of years ahead, I would have thought, for the Blues. They need to consolidate on what they did this year and just get that little bit better. Yeah. Could be worse. Mate, you could be a Gold Coast supporter or a Brisbane supporter. But I think they were last and second last. That's not good.
But that's not going to happen.
No, it's not. Hey, good luck for today.
Thank you.
And hang on to the line, mate, because you have also, your first call for the year and you get a box of footy cards. You've timed it well, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, Jan. Thank you for calling, mate. Really appreciate it. Oh, he's there. He's gone. He's there. They're talking to him now. All right, good on you, mate. Thanks, Jan. Let's take another call before we get a quick break in Matthias out at South Australia. Whereabouts in South Australia are you, Matthias?
I'm in Glengarry.
Wow, where's Glengarron?
Glengarry? It's near Glenelg.
Oh, okay, I know where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where Glenelg is. That's a beautiful spot down on the beach. They've got a big water park down there now, haven't they, Glenelg?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, fantastic. How are you going, buddy?
I'm good, thanks.
Adelaide or Port Adelaide, or who do you follow?
I back the St Kilda.
Of course you do.
I called earlier in the year.
Yes, you did too. I do remember that now. And your team comes up against my Tigers today.
Yeah.
Now, you beat us by about 7,000 points last time we played you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. What happens this week?
Pardon?
What happens this week?
Well, seeing that it's at the MCG, I reckon the Tigers might get us, but because, one, it's Nick Revolt's last game, and two, we need to win if we want a chance to make the finals. I reckon we'll play fairly well.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you'll play very, very well. I have no doubt about that. And Richmond are going to have to be on their game if they're any bit off their game. St Kilda will jump them again.
Yeah.
And the Tigers could find themselves in sixth place and miss out on a spot, a double chance. It'd just be so much on the line today. Here's a question for you, Matthias. Now, I've got no doubt that Jack Revolt will be carrying Nick off the ground at the end of the game on the shoulders. Who will be the St Kilda player that will be with Jack Revolt carrying Nick off? Who do you reckon it might be?
Ooh, well, the Saints ruckman is Billy Longer, but he's a bit young.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
It's had to be someone who'd played with Nick for a while, I reckon.
Lee
Montagna would be a great choice.
Yeah.
I reckon you might have hit the nail on the head. Because I think Lee and Nick are Lee and Rui are very good mates.
Yeah, they've played together for a long time.
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting to see. You going to the game? No, you won't be because you're in South Australia.
I'll be watching it, though.
You'll be watching it on, I think, Channel 7.
No, we can't watch it on Channel 7 because they have the Adelaide West Coast game on Channel 7, so we have to do it on the AFL Live Pass instead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, at least you can watch it.
Yeah.
And you can plug. Can you plug that into your television via HDMI and look at it like it's a normal TV screen?
Yeah, I think we can, actually.
Oh, there you go. Well, that'd be the way to go. Get your computer, HDMI it into your telly, AFL live stream it, and you're home.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hey, mate, enjoy the game, and enjoy the game with the thought that you have won yourself a box of 2017 Select Footy cards and also a footy album as well coming your way. Stick on the line, mate. We'll grab your details. No, thank you for calling. And we'll get your details and we'll make sure that they get posted out to you over the next few days.
Thanks.
Good on you, Matthias. Thank you, mate. We're going to take a break. A few callers to come. You're going to have to rush through them because we've got a big on the grid as well. There's so much happening here on SEN 1116, Melbourne's home of footy, 20 past 8.
Yeah. On 1116 SEN, the Nav Oz Kick Show with Tony Shebeki. For select footy stars, official AFL collector cards for kids and a serious collector.
Yeah, they certainly are the best cards in the business, and we're giving away a box for each of our callers today. And we've got five callers to get through in 5 minutes, so let's get straight into it. Joshua out at Wheelers Hill. G'day, Josh. Hello, Joshua.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Good, yeah.
Fantastic. What team do you back for, buddy?
Hawthorn.
The Mighty Hawks. That was a great win on Friday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, 9 points.
I know. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched the last quarter of it.
Okay, cool. Hey, you're going to be sad to see Luke Hodge go?
I was very sad.
Yeah, I know. What a great player he has been.
Yeah.
I would have loved Luke Hodge at Richmond.
Yeah.
Geez, it would have been good. And also, Gibbo, he's going to be sad to see him go too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit of a new look lineup for the Hawks next year.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've also got feelings
when
he needed to go.
Yeah. I think the Hawks will be okay. They'll come back
bigger,
stronger and better, Josh. There's no doubt about it. What do you do, mate? Do you play footy?
Yes, I do.
How did your year go this year?
Good. We won the Lightning Premiership.
You won the Lightning Premiership?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well done, mate. That's great news.
Thank you.
That is great. And because that is such great news, I'm going to give you a box of footy cards, Josh.
Thank you.
No, my pleasure, mate. Hang on to the line so we can grab your details. But you've got a box of footy cards coming your way. And thank you so much for calling us. And good luck for the Hawks next year.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Let's go to Rory out at Mitcham. Hello, Rory.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Good.
Good. What do you got to tell me?
My cousin's playing in a grand final, and we're going down to watch him.
That is excellent. Have you seen your cousin much this year, or is this the first game?
I'm not sure if it's the first game, but I'm pretty sure. He's been playing a lot.
Okay, and have you seen him much this year?
No, not much, but I'm really excited to see him.
Oh, that's fantastic news. What's your cousin's name, Rory?
Sam.
And who does he play for?
Ashwood Magpies.
Well, Sam from the Ashwood Magpies, if you're listening to this, we wish you all the best for today's big, big grand final. Do you think his team can win, Rory?
Yes.
Oh, let's cross our fingers that they can. Who do you follow in the AFL, mate?
Essendon.
The Bombers. They've had a pretty good year, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, you happy with it?
Yep.
Good to hear. Now, finals?
Oh, I think they'll just miss out because I think they'll lose against the Dockers.
Oh, well, we'll wait and see what happens. We will wait and see. Now, Rory, for you, I have a box of footy cards as well.
Thank you.
Because you gave us a call. No, thank you for giving me a call. And when you see Sam, mate, tell him that Tony on SEN wishes him all the best in today's grand final.
Okay.
Good on you, buddy. Hang on to the line, mate, so we can grab your details and enjoy your box of select Footy Stars footy cards. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rory. Let's go out to Shayna in Campbell. Now, I'm not sure if it's Campbell Field or Campbell Well. It's Campbell Well. G'day, Shayna.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Fantastic, Shana. How old are you?
10.
10 years old. Do you play footy?
Yes.
Who do you play for?
Q Rovers.
The Q Rovers. Is that like in the girls under 12s?
The boys under 10.
You play in the boys under 10s. That is fantastic, Shana. How have you found it this year?
Pretty good.
Yeah? The boys, they don't get too rough on you, do they?
Well, not too bad.
That's all right. Good. But you tackle them and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. Good to hear. How'd your footy go this year, Shana? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, we lost in the grand final for the Lightning round.
Oh, damn. Oh, well. But, you know, to make the grand final is a really good effort.
Yeah.
Who do you follow in the footy, Shana?
Geelong.
The Catters. Second on the ladder. How was that for last night, a big win against GWS?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I actually hope that Richmond play Geelong in the first week of the finals. I reckon we can knock you off.
Nah.
Yep, I reckon we can.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should have beaten you a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Down there, but we didn't. We just played silly footy for the first bit of the footy game, and that sort of hurt us. But, we'll wait and see what happens. Hey, yeah. Shana, thank you for calling. Hang on to the line, because I've got a box of footy cards coming your way as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See ya. Good on you, Shana, out there at Camberwell. Adam at Benalla. G'day, Adam.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Good.
Fantastic. Love Benalla. Great part of the world.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Are you listening to us on the SEN app, or are you down in Melbourne at the moment?
Well, we're listening to you right at our house. We're in 33 Smart Street, Vanilla.
Fantastic. That's excellent. That's good. Lovely that you're up there and having a great time. Who do you follow in the footy, Adam?
I follow Essendon.
The Mighty Bombers.
Yep.
You're pretty happy with this year?
Yep.
Yeah, I would be too.
Maybe they'll get into the finals.
Sorry?
Hopefully they get into the finals.
Yeah, well, hopefully they do too. Hopefully they do. What a big day it is today, eh? Big, big game for the Bombers. Now, Adam, hang on to the line, mate, because we've got a box of footy cards coming your way as well. So I'll get you to give your address to my producer again in 1 second, and he can write down your details, and then hopefully you guys can pick them up from SEN soon when Mum or Dad comes down to Melbourne. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Thanks, Adam. Catch you later. Let's finish off the year. Our final NAB Oz Kick Show, AFL Oz Kick Show for the year. And Carl out at Croydon is our last caller. G'day, Carl.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Good.
Good. What footy team do you break for?
Geelong.
Geelong?
Yeah.
Did you watch the game last night?
Yep.
What did you think?
We played good.
You played very, very good, didn't you?
Yep.
Very, very good. Well done to the Mighty Cats. Do you play footy yourself, Carl?
Yes.
Yeah, who do you play for?
East Ringwood.
Fantastic. East Ringwood. There you go.
Under 10s.
The under-10s. What a great team. I'm sure they are this year.
And we're undefeated for 2 years.
Wow. Wee, that is amazing. That is amazing, Carl. And because you're a part of that team, Carl, and because you're my last caller for the year, we've got an SEN little prize pack for you. We've got a box of footy cards that'll be in there.
Thank you.
There'll be a footy album in there as well. Yeah. Luke, can we organise an SEN footy for Carl also, and SEN footy as well too. So all that coming your way, Carl, and we'll see what else we can find too. We might be able to get you a trampoline voucher maybe. Because you're our last caller, we're going to clean out the cupboard for you, Carl.
Thank you.
Hang on to the line, mate. We'll grab your details and talk to you again in 2018. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Good on you. Good luck to the Cats in the finals. Well, that's it. Another year of the NAB AFL Auskick Show wrapped up and locked in the can. Luke, thank you for your production. All the guys that have pushed the button throughout the year, Scotty Cooney, Dasher, and also Michael as well. Thank you, guys. And thank you, BP, for filling in last week also. We'll do it again in 2018, the Auskick Show for Select Footy Cards, the official AFL collector card for kids and the serious collector, for Bendix Breaks on the grid up next.